The phrase, hope is not a strategy, is often used as a blunt reminder that optimism alone does not produce results. Hope has value. It inspires, comforts, and sustains people during uncertainty. But without action and planning, it becomes passive. In business, leadership, and life, hope can motivate effort, but it cannot replace disciplined execution. The danger arises when hope becomes a substitute for responsibility rather than a complement to it. Hope is emotional. Strategy is structural. Hope says, things will work out. Strategy asks, how will they work out? A viable strategy defines goals, identifies constraints, allocates resources, anticipates risks, and outlines steps to move forward. Without these elements, hope becomes a wish. People may feel good temporarily, but they remain unprepared for reality. When challenges inevitably arise, wishful thinking offers no guidance for what to do next. This distinction is especially important in complex environments like business. A company cannot hope its sales increase, its costs fall, or its competitors disappear. It must understand its market, know its customer, price appropriately, and execute consistently. Leaders who rely on hope often delay difficult decisions, such as cutting expenses, changing direction, or confronting poor performance, because they believe things will improve on their own. When improvement doesn't come, the damage is often worse because time and opportunity have been wasted. That said, rejecting hope entirely would be a mistake. Hope plays a critical role in human motivation. People need to believe their efforts matter. Without hope, planning becomes mechanical and energy fades. Hope provides emotional fuel. It keeps people engaged during uncertainty and setbacks. The problem is not hope itself, but hope without ownership. When hope is paired with accountability, it becomes powerful. When it replaces accountability, it becomes dangerous. A useful way to think about this is that hope should define the destination, while strategy defines the path. Hope answers the question, why are we doing this? Strategy answers, what are we doing today, tomorrow, and next month? For example, an entrepreneur may hope to build a successful company that improves lives. That hope is legitimate and motivating. But without a plan for product development, customer acquisition, cash flow, and risk management, the business will likely fail regardless of intention. The same principle applies personally. Someone may hope to improve their health, finances, or relationships. Hope can inspire the desire to change, but without concrete habits, diet, exercise, budgeting, communication, nothing changes. In fact, hope alone can sometimes make things worse by creating emotional whiplash. Repeated disappointment when outcomes fail to match expectations. Real strategy also forces honesty. It requires acknowledging constraints rather than denying them. Hope often glosses over uncomfortable truths. Limited resources, skill gaps, market realities, or time constraints. Strategy brings these realities into focus so they can be addressed. It doesn't guarantee success, but it dramatically improves the odds. In the end, hope is not a strategy, is not an attack on optimism. It is a call to maturity. The most effective leaders and individuals hold both hope and discipline simultaneously. They believe things can improve, and they take responsibility for making improvement possible. Hope without a plan is passive. A plan without hope is lifeless. But when hope fuels strategy, progress becomes both purposeful and real.